The Stranger on the Bus, narrated by Alexandra Anderson. Narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Buddies by Tara Lardstein. I can't be bothered to go out this Saturday. Maybe I'm getting old, or maybe I've finally understood that the chance of finding the woman of my dreams out in town is slim. I'm not sure. I'm annoyed with lousy Saturday night TV. Chat a bit on the PC and just feel out of it. It's only 11 o'clock when I give up and go to bed. Sometime during the night, my phone suddenly goes off and I immediately sit up and grab it. Strangeland. Hi, it's Rickard. Hi. I look at the watch to see that it's 3:30 in the morning. Maybe he's just got home from town. He's clearly alone, too. I crawl back under the duvet and rub my eyes. How's it going? I ask. You can be glad you didn't go out with us. It was really boring. Only straight people everywhere. I think I have to get out of here. Soon. You're sick of all the straight people, so you phone your straight buddy? He can hear the irony of it and laughs. I guess you were sleeping. Yeah. We talk about this and that for a while. Rickard asks why I didn't go out with him. He complains that he'll never find a partner. I can tell that he's drunk and feeling sentimental. Have you ever considered having sex with a man? He asks suddenly. No, not seriously. But I guess you've never had the chance either. I laugh as I say something about him being drunk. He confirms it. Have you ever been in love with a man, though? Nah, I wouldn't describe it as in love. But you can be fascinated by people without wanting to have sex with them. What about you and women? I thought I was in love once, but I could never have sex with one. Gross. There you go. I guess it's not that simple. Men are much hotter, and they give better head. Yeah? What do you know about that? I thought you had never had sex with a woman. Okay, then. I've heard that it takes longer for women to learn and that they are women who don't know how to give head. I've yet to meet a man who doesn't know how to do it. Maybe you're right. Would you like to be sucked off by a man? I'm about to wake up properly, and suddenly I feel insecure about where I've got him. We've been friends since college, nearly 10 years now. It's never bothered me that he's gay. He's always made it clear that I'm not his type. But now, maybe, but that's hypothetical. What about sucking another man's cock? No, I doubt it. Where are you going with this? As I said, the town was boring. I wondered if you wanted some company. Now I can hear his voice trembling. I find it all a bit embarrassing. He must be very drunk. He'll get the shakes tomorrow and I don't want to make it worse than it already is. No, I think I should get back to bed now. And so should you. We'll talk tomorrow. Yeah, you're probably right. Talk later. We hang up, but I can't go back to sleep. His questions buzz around my head like bees. I don't have any problem admitting to myself that I would quite like a blowjob from a man. I actually get quite excited by the thought. I grab my half-stiff dick and pull away from the duvet. Could I put something like this in my mouth? I caress it with my fingertips. It feels velvety. I see how my cock straightens out and feels firmer to hold. I try to imagine it being another man's dick, that my tongue is sliding up and down, and that I let it slip in between my lips. But I can't do it. I can't even imagine it. I wake up on Sunday without remembering my dreams. Rickard has already texted me. Coffee shop as usual? Nothing whatsoever is mentioned about last night's conversation. Maybe he doesn't remember. Anyway, it's no reason to break the habit of going to the coffee shop every Sunday. I'm there at 5 o'clock. I'm a little nervous as I don't know if I should tell him what he said last night. Maybe it's best to pretend as if nothing happened. And what conclusion did I really reach before falling asleep?